Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 1st, 2006. Today's message is titled, Family Harmony. My wife's going to read the scripture portion today.
Then he sent his brothers away, and as they were leaving, he said to them, and you fill in the blank. Genesis 45:24.
Rather unusual way to share a scripture verse today, but that's how I did so in the written version, and I'll do so in the podcast as well. Later on, the blank is filled in. One of the great blessings in a family is getting along. Part of honoring our parents is having a harmonious relationship among the siblings. I came across a photo in Mom's collection of my two older brothers and me at a family reunion several years ago in Colorado. It's on the website or email post today, and it's scanned rather grainy. But it's especially meaningful that on the back she had written and underlined, My Three Sons. It was among her large collection of fridge photos. Now that both she and my dad have gone on to be with the Lord, I believe that I, along with my brothers and sister, continue to honor them with our continued efforts at harmony. We will all be together again in early April when we have a service for Mom in Pennsylvania, in Missouri. She had a family. She had some family unable to attend her service here in Pennsylvania in November following her death that will join us for that service. Joseph is one of the Bible's greatest characters. Many have noted numerous similarities in his life and that of Christ. His jealous brothers planned to kill him, but were persuaded instead to sell him as a slave. He ended up in Egypt and had a series of victories and setbacks. Eventually, he serves as the prime minister to Pharaoh as he prepares the nation for a famine by storing grain for 7 fruitful years. When the famine finally hits under Joseph's leadership, the nation was prepared. However, the famine affected other nations in the region as well, and Joseph's brothers eventually came to Egypt to buy grain. Joseph recognized his brothers immediately, but they didn't recognize him. The events described in the next several chapters are both sad and humorous. Eventually, he reveals to his brothers who he is. They have a wonderful reunion, and he sends them back to bring his father and entire household to Egypt. As Joseph sends them off, he gives them a departing word of exhortation. In my reading today, and we've seen, of course, read it here on the podcast, I purposely left off this charge in the daily scripture portion. Do you recall what he said? I smile as I read it and consider how appropriate and timeless his words were, given human nature. Well, longtime Bible students who've likely read this portion many times may recall Joseph's parting word to his brothers. And in the email post, and in fact at the very end of this podcast, I'll share that as well, but I'll give you an opportunity to ponder on it if you'd like to. It's a great lesson for all of us as we are along the way of life as well. And I wonder, is there any application for our lives today?
Jesus, you've created us as individual human beings, and by your design, you placed us in your families. Within one family unit, there are many different personalities, giftings, and varying interests. Thank you for the important things we learn about sharing, assuming responsibility, working, loving, and forgiving. Help us to do our part in keeping our family of primary importance in our lives and taking the time to appreciate those dear ones who make up our family. It is a blessing that only you can give.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that with us. We are a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And on the site today, an email post, and I know many of you come to this audio through the regular email post, there is a picture that I scanned of my two brothers and I. It's not a very good picture, actually, and again, the greatest meaning to me was that it was on the fridge and what my mom had written on the back, My Three Sons. I also have a photo up of our final picture taken this last summer in Oklahoma, the very last time Mom was with all of her kids. Also have a photo up just to give people a chuckle. Even as a pet owner, we like to see our pets get along. They manage to do that. In our case, as they lay in front of our coal stove on a cold winter day. There's a photo up. Well, finally, the answer to that Bible quiz is, don't quarrel along the way. That was the word that Joseph gave his brothers as they departed. I think that's a great lesson for all of us along the way of life. Don't quarrel. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful, and truly today, be encouraged.